I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Friday, November 4. Coming up, schools to benefit from special maintenance fund, JOTC to repair 100 buses, and Children's Advocate calls for a responsive system to protect children from abuse. The details after the break.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has set aside a special maintenance fund to assist schools with repairs and other improvement works. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the resources are to be issued to each parish, noting that early childhood and primary schools have not been benefiting from strong alumni connections, as is the case with high schools and universities.
I've been lean in maintenance, and I've been touring some of these schools, and they haven't gotten any attention for many years. And so we're having a special maintenance program for primary schools. We would allocate, in the first instance, $15 million to each parish.
Senator Reid says the ministry will be paying closer attention to the infrastructural development of schools that do not receive strong alumni support. He was speaking at the unveiling of a new classroom block at Mandeville Primary and Junior High School. The block was expanded and rehabilitated at a cost of $80.4 million by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund under the Caribbean Development Bank's Basic Needs Trust. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has committed $10 million to the expansion of the canteen at the Mandeville Primary and Junior High School in Manchester. The minister says the funds will be made available for the next school year.
We had some discussion with the principal as to some of his immediate needs. So I'm happy to report we have agreed, first of all, because of the size of the school. And so with your population, you need an expanded canteen facility. You will get $10 million in a new financial year to fix up this canteen.
Mr. Reid says the current structure was inadequate to serve the more than 2,000 students in attendance. He says the ministry is also committed to funding other developments and encourages the school to seek additional sources of financial support. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will be repairing 100 buses to increase its fleet before the end of the fiscal year. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the JUTC urgently requires additional buses, but the immediate focus is on acquiring spare parts to refurbish old units. Cabinet has approved $985 million to begin the repairs.
All the financial issues are in place for the repair program to start. It is starting right now. Some parts are arriving, others are going to be coming. And we hope to punch back in by December, an average of maybe 10 to 15 buses monthly in the repair structure overall, so that by December we will be able to reach a certain figure that is required for us to service.
Minister Henry was speaking while responding to questions regarding the adequacy of the JOTC's fleet in the House of Representatives Wednesday. He says 160 buses are currently out of service due to the lack of parts. The spare parts are expected to arrive in the island in approximately 30 to 40 days. And Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison is calling for an effective and responsive system of care that protects children from sexual and other forms of abuse. Mrs. Gordon Harrison is also urging parents and adults to encourage children to confide in them by fostering a close, trusting relationship.
Children are never appropriate participants in any sexual activity. We may know more now because the systems of reporting have been tweaked. And we are in fact in a global village, so information travels a lot faster. But it's not a new phenomenon.
Mrs. Gordon Harrison was addressing a recent Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse training workshop hosted by the Women's Leadership Initiative, WLI, in New Kingston. The workshop was used to train staff from the Allmantown Primary School on how to prevent, recognize, and react responsibly to child sexual abuse. The WLI has partnered with United States-based nonprofit Darkness to Light, Stewards of Children, to deliver training to parents and educators that raises awareness of the prevalence and consequences of child sexual abuse. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.